My son Thomas is not only the best drummer I've ever played with, he is also a big help in voicing some of the characters in the Nick Guy series. His portrayals of Russell Trout and Scumbag represent two standout performances. The two characters are very diverse, yet he pulls them both off quite well. Actually, Scumbag is the arch enemy of the human eel, and most of his lines involve him delivering this fiendish laugh. Well, here's how that whole thing came to be. Back a number of years ago, while I was a part of a band called Prophet, I wrote a song about a superhero called the Human Eel. One of the lines in the song was, "When Scumbag does his worst, he'll get his just desserts." We underscored the line with that fiendish laugh. Of course, this was all years before Thomas was born, but he can deliver that fiendish laugh very, very well. And the fact that he is in no way remotely fiendish himself shows what a good actor he is. I had a chance to sit down with Thomas and ask him about his involvement with the Nick Guy Private Eye series. So, Thomas, how did you come to be involved with the Nick Guy Private Eye series?
I got involved with Nick Guy Private Eye as, my dad is the guy who does it. He's Nick Guy, and he's also a private eye. He does the Apologetics series. And so one day, I got involved with Nick Guy when I had asked my dad. Actually, my brother Paul had been doing a lot of stuff with Billy, the character, and I thought, hey, it'd be kind of fun to do that. Not Billy, obviously, but to do some amount of stuff, voices with Nick Guy. I like a lot of voice acting. I think it's kind of cool. So I asked my dad, and he said, yeah, let's do it.
What drew you to being a part of it?
You know, what drew me is just the desire to be involved with what my dad's doing, and I like what he's doing. I like listening to the episodes, and it's kind of fun to be a part of it.
You have played various roles throughout the series. Which is your favorite character to play, and why?
My favorite character, hands down, is Scumbag, because he's one of those characters that's just, you know, his motivation for doing bad things is really, it's nonsensical. It's just he's bad because he wants to be bad. And as that character is slowly developing more and more, I've come to really appreciate who he is. And I just like the voice for him, because it's like this 90s video game bad guy kind of voice. Like, yeah, I'm going to take over the world. He's one of these characters where it really comes down to, like, he really wants to be known for something, and he chose crime, and he's doing the most juvenile way of actually going about it. So I think that's one of the reasons why I like him. I like the idea of he being this very innocent villain, and I'm excited to see where he continues on through the series.
You have experience in film as an actor, writer, director, and producer. Tell us about those experiences.
I've had a lot of fun growing up in high school. I spent a lot of time with friends making some videos here and there. And in that, it was a collaboration of just acting, a little bit of writing, a lot of producing, where a lot of the administration stuff is kind of where I spent a lot of my time, just making schedules and, okay, we're going to meet here and we're going to meet now, and making the plans. That's kind of what I like doing. And with music, I've been playing drums since I was 10 years old, and there's something about music that it just draws me, and I really like being a part of using those gifts that God has given me, and I hope to bring Him glory as I continue on through my music career, wherever that may take me.
Which of those roles, actor, writer, director, and producer, do you enjoy the most?
What do I enjoy the most? That's a hard question, especially when it comes to the different kinds of things that I do, because they are so different. I really, really enjoy when I make films to be making plans and arranging people and making things work, like networking and and when it comes to voice acting, it's fun to do a couple voices here and there. And when it comes to music, I just really enjoy playing the drums. So if I had to choose a favorite, I think I think maybe drums would be music would be the one, just because it's something that I kind of get. I can feel like I'm at a point in my drumming career where I'm no longer having to, like, you know, think about what I'm playing necessarily. It's become more of an enjoyment. I get to enjoy to play drums, and I get to enjoy to play it with people and the kind of different environments that I play in. So.
Well, you've worked as a film actor and as a studio actor. Which of those two do you prefer?
You know, I think I enjoy voice acting more because it challenges me to really think about, okay, I'm playing characters. Like, when you're acting, you play a character. But one of the benefits of doing voice acting is that when you have different characters, you kind of envision that person. Like, you envision the person you're playing as. And when you're doing other kind of acting, it's like I can do different voices and I can do different things, but I'm always gonna look the same on camera. Maybe slightly different with haircuts and or whatever kind of clothes I happen to be wearing, but I like the freedom that voice acting allows me to have.
Tell us about your work as a drummer.
As a musician, I've been playing for coming up on 11 years. I've played in church for a majority of that time, and as of now, I'm in a couple different projects, one being Poro. It's a indie pop, alternative rock kind of band, and actually just recently had an album release called Treat Yourself. If you were ever interested to give that a listen, you could find us online, poromusic.com. It's a fun little, it's an indie pop alternative rock sort of sound, and I've had fun with that. I've been in that project for about 2 years. I'm in another project called Cafe Convenience. It's a YouTube channel. We do some little sketches here and there, and also we do a couple music videos.
What value do you see the Nick Guy series having for the church in this day and culture?
One of the things I appreciate about the series Nick Guy is that a lot of the themes are having to do with actually, like, with issues that are actually going on in our world today, and it's helpful to have a proper perspective, a biblical perspective on current events. And I think Nick Guy is a format, is a forum for that, where you can take a current circumstance in our culture, and you get to kind of, like, cartoon it up a little bit and maybe change the context a little bit, but it's still the same issue. And you get to explore it from a little bit of a different perspective. And as a value, I mean, it is a kids program. I think it's a great way for kids to be thinking about these different issues. I think it's vitally important for everyone to have a perspective and an opinion, a biblical opinion on what's going on in the world today. And I think Nick Guy is used to allow that to happen in a way that's beneficial and it's appropriate, and